You saw me carrying two bags of groceries, struggling to open my apartment door. You came over to help me and introduced yourself as my neighbor. And I haven't stopped thinking about you since. Thinking about your kindness, the way it felt when your body leaned over mine, your hand brushed by my face as you were opening the door. The smirk on your face when I thanked you. You said you'd like to invite me and my roommates over for drinks sometime. It'd be nice to get to know you better, since we'll be neighbors. I hadn't seen you since the day you helped me. I'll admit, I wondered if just maybe we'd cross paths in the hall or on the street. Once when I came home, I saw you riding away on your bicycle, and I wondered if you'd ever seen me riding away on mine. It seems like you were always just out of reach. I was always catching you a moment too late. Even though we hadn't spoken since our first encounter, I hadn't forgotten the sound of your voice. In fact, it's near impossible to, because we share a wall. My bedroom and your bedroom, all that separates us is a wall. I hear your voice sometimes, catch you talking to your roommate or on the phone. I wonder if you hear me too. Once, late at night, I heard you having sex through the wall. Both of you in such pleasure, it made me curious. What would it be like if I were the one making you moan? Ever since I heard you, honestly, ever since I first saw you, I've wondered what your room looks like. How I would look in it, on your bed. Or sometimes I picture you in my room. Sometimes I imagine there's a door and we could come back and forth between each other's rooms as we pleased. Once, late at night, I had someone over in my room. Were you there listening on the other side? Could you hear everything I could hear? And did it make you curious, too? We've been putting off drinks because my roommate was away on a trip. But now that she's back, you've decided to make plans to do a little get-together. Just the four of us getting to know one another. Me, you, my roommate, your roommate. I told my roommate I have a crush on you. I didn't tell her about the things that I heard, but I told her about the way we met. How there was something more beneath the friendly encounter, a tension that's been building. She told me it's best to wait toward the end of the lease to make a move. If something were to happen sooner rather than later, well, we want to avoid any awkwardness with our neighbors, right? So I decided, okay, I'll keep it neighborly for now. At least, I'll try my best to do so. But when you greeted me and my roommate at your door, there was something unnervingly charming about you. The smell of cedar and smoke. That smirk. Your roommate offered the two of us some beers. When we all took our seats in the living room, I couldn't help but notice you had a choice to sit next to your roommate or me. And you chose to sit next to me. Could that mean something? You placed your arm on the back of the couch, your hand just a few inches from the back of my head. I could feel the heat of your body and something burned inside me. I got to know you better. Know where you grew up, about your family, what you do for a living. The conversation was neighborly. But there was something in the way you were looking at me. A certain glint of mischief in your eye. You asked if I was dating that person you'd seen around in the hall. They mentioned you'd cross paths with them a few times when they were on their way out in the morning. No, they aren't someone serious. They're just someone I'd been inviting over to keep me company now and then. You leaned in and said low enough so that the others couldn't hear, "Well, next time you're lonely, give me a knock on the wall. I'll come over." I got home after a long day of work. I showered, changed into my pajamas, slipped into bed. Usually I'd read a book, and that's enough to put me to sleep. But when a book isn't enough to relax me, an orgasm is nature's sleeping pill. That night, even though it'd been a long day, I still had so much energy pent up. You see, I couldn't fall asleep because I swore I could hear you next door. I could hear you through the wall. I pressed my ear to the wall, but I could only make out a faint sound of, well, it could have been you moaning, but it was too faint to know for sure. I pictured you touching yourself, and the sound grew louder, and now I was sure I could hear you moaning so clearly, and it was driving me crazy, thinking of you coming over. And then I remembered your invite. I could use your company. Maybe you could use mine, too. So I knocked. No response. Maybe I didn't knock hard enough for you to hear. I knocked one more time. And a few seconds later, I heard. You'd heard me. A few moments later, I hear your footsteps in the hall. And you knock on the front door. And I can't believe this is happening. I didn't think you'd actually come. And now, you're outside my door, about to see the other side of it all. I open the door, and hey, neighbor. Hey. Yeah, you sound much better in person. Yeah. The bedroom is right over. I guess I don't have to tell you, do I? Yeah, it's hot when you pin my hands above my head like that. Go ahead. Yeah. Push your hips into mine. Fuck. No walls between us now. Only clothes. Yeah. There's still too much between us. Take them off for me. Yeah, get back on top of me. Just the thin cotton layers of our underwear between us. God. Yeah. Fuck. I'm so wet. Can feel how wet I am through my panties. Yeah, your hard, warm cock pushing up against me. Rubbing against my clit. I want your mouth on my nipples. Yes. Please. Please suck on them. Yeah. Does it turn you on? Feeling my nipples hard and under your tongue. Feel my hands scratch down your back. Your chest. Slowly trailing down to your hard cock. Throbbing. Where you need my touch. This is what you wanted, huh? You've been wanting this as bad as I have. You've been touching yourself to the thought of this exact moment, haven't you? Having me as close as possible. Feel my hands playing with your balls and getting your cock ready for me. Feel my hands on you. You feel so good. Your cock feels too good in my hand. Do you like it when I kiss your neck? And play with you. Tasting the salt of your skin, kissing down over your collarbones, your chest, playing with your nipples, while my hands keep touching you, keep touching your balls and your cock. Feel me kiss further down, down your stomach, all the way down, until I get to where my hands are. Do you want my mouth on you? I love running my tongue over you, over the frenulum, flicking over it. While one hand strokes the base of your cock. Do you like that? Just right. I love the way you feel in my mouth. I bet you could come just like this. Makes my pussy so wet going down on you like this. You want me on my stomach? Okay. Baby, please. Oh, I can't take the way you're teasing me. Running your cock up and down, touching my wet pussy like that. Teasing my entrance with the head of your cock. Baby, I can't push. Fuck. Oh, I want to push back onto you, but I can't when you're holding my wrist behind my back. And gripping my hip like that. Fuck. No, I don't want to stay still. I need all of you. And you know it. Come on, please. Fuck. Oh, please give it to me. I want to sink back on your cock. I want you to fill me up from behind. Make my fat ass bounce. Come on. I know you want this as badly as I do. Don't make me beg. Oh, fuck. Yes. A little faster, please. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, you're fucking me so good. Yeah. I love feeling my ass bounce against you. Feeling my titties bounce. Yeah. Oh, you fuck me so good. So good. Oh, yes. Yes, grab my hair. Yeah. Make me look back at you while you fuck me. Oh my god, it's so good. Lay down on your back for me. I want to ride you. I'm going to straddle you. Reverse cowgirl. Put your hands on my ass. Yeah. Feel me take you back inside me and sink down. Baby. I want you to come like this. Yeah, I want you to come inside me. Yeah, it's okay. I'm on birth control. I love bouncing up and down on your cock. Feels so good. I'm giving you a beautiful view of my ass. Don't you dare come yet. I'm not done riding your cock. Yeah, I'm getting closer. Playing with my clit while I ride you. That's it. Feel me squeeze you tight with my pussy. I can feel how badly you want to fuck into me. But I need you to stay still. If you move, I'll get off you. Do you think you can keep still for me? Good. I'm gonna slowly move my pussy off your cock so that only the tip is inside. And start riding just the tip. Circling around on it. And shaking my ass all over it. Yeah. Oh, but you can't move. I need you to stay still. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I love feeling you take over like this. Oh, so fucking primal. Yeah. I want you to fuck me until you come inside me. Oh, that's it. Yeah, just like that. Harder. Fuck me harder. Oh, that's it. Baby, yeah. You can come inside me. Yeah. I want you to fill my pussy up. Fuck. Fuck, baby, I'm so close. Yeah. Fuck yes. But come with me. No. Yeah, come inside my hot, wet pussy. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. I need to invite you over more often. You're right. You do know how to keep a girl company. Don't pull out. No. Yeah, I want to lay on top of you. I feel you inside me. Fuck. I had a feeling you would be good, but fuck, I had no idea. Yeah. You sound so much better in person than through the wall. Do you know how crazy I felt listening to you through the wall? The times that you had people over. I wanted to be in your bedroom so bad. As badly as I wanted you in mine. I'd like to come over to yours sometime.